Music by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Villano from the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre. It was played for us by Norbert Kraft and Bonnie Silver. You're listening to the new Classical FM on Classical Mornings. It is 9:22. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun.
Over to you, Audie.
Well, today, for the first time in almost 3 years, we have our very first live guest in the studio. He is
wow.
a columnist.
That's right.
No. A comedian, a bon vivant, a raconteur, Michael Wex. Welcome to Classical Mornings. How are you?
I'm great, and even better for being the first live guest.
Great. So this Saturday night at the Harbourfront Center, as part of the Ashkenaz Festival, Die letzte Nacht beim Yiddish receives its world premiere. Rabbis and drag queens, Brunhildes and dirndls. Can you tell us more about this racy cabaret production?
That sounds pretty much like it. The idea is this is a Yiddish language cabaret in Warsaw in 1938. And there were such things. And they found out that they're about to be shut down by the censors. And this also used to happen fairly frequently in all the cabarets in Poland, not just the Jewish ones. So they've decided, since they know in advance, they're going to go for broke. They're going to do all the stuff that has got them into trouble previously, as well as the stuff that they were afraid to do because of the amount of trouble they thought it would get them into. And this is all keyed to the fact that they've just got visas to leave the country. And in 1938, if you were Jewish and from Poland and you didn't have immediate family somewhere else, the only place you could go was Paraguay. They were the only people giving visas to those people.
Interesting fact.
So it's like, we've got visas to Paraguay. We've got tickets. Screw you guys. We're out of here. Mm-hmm. And we're doing whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basic setup. And it is, of course, all in Yiddish. But there are titles, surtitles. So everyone can understand it.
And I believe that you wrote the script for this, correct?
Yes, most of it. There are a couple of authentic Yiddish cabaret songs in there. There are a couple of pieces. There's one piece, a sketch, that really is from a real cabaret. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the cabaret that was closed down. There's a couple of translations that I made out of German into Yiddish from German Weimar cabaret type stuff.
Perfect.
That had been written by Jewish composers and lyricists who all had to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, otherwise I wrote the whole thing.
Now, what does the title mean? This is a twofold question. What does the title, Die letzte Nacht beim Yiddish, mean? And what is Yiddish?
Right. Well, Yiddish here is the name of the cabaret.
Right.
So the name of the show is Last Night at the Cabaret Yiddish. And a Yiddish is, in Yiddish, in modern Hebrew, they still have the word, it's yatush. It's a mosquito or a gnat. And the idea here is, the gnat crawls up and starts eating away at your brain. This comes from the Talmud. And in Yiddish, if you say somebody has a Yiddish in their head, it's like a monomania, an obsession.
Oh.
You can only think about one thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, you know, this is the cabaret that'll drive you crazy. And that's why it's called Yiddish.
So Yiddish, that's great. But how would you characterize, for those of us who are not that familiar with this, what is Yiddish?
Yiddish, of course, is a Jewish language, mostly from Central and Eastern Europe originally, mm-hmm. that then spread all over the world, developed out of Middle High German. So it's still quite similar
mm-hmm.
in many respects to German. They're not 100% comprehensible from one to the other, because it had always a large component of Hebrew and Aramaic words, some of them to do with religious practice, which you would expect, and others, you know, the standard Yiddish word for face, punim, is a Hebrew word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's got that, and later picked up a lot of Slavic, not just words, but syntax. So the way the language is put together is closer in many respects to, say, Polish or Russian than it is to modern German.
So this, Die letzte Nacht beim Yiddish, all things Jewish humor. What is unique, would you say, about Jewish humor?
What's most unique about it, most unique, I don't imagine you can be that, but what's unique about it is that it really, it will go after anything, including oneself. So it's, you know, it's sort of freelance attack, and freelance insults. They'll throw them anywhere.
Great. And so laughing at oneself is very healthy, and that makes me think of your wonderful and illustrious career. At what age did you realize you had the funny bone?
About 45 or thereabouts.
Fantastic. Well, what did you do before that?
No, not really. No, I wasn't academic, but I kept getting students who loved the classes and then hated the marks, and they're going like, "You were funny in class. Why did I get a C-?
Oh, that's clever of them.
And I've suddenly realized I can probably have a lot more fun and make a better living going on stage than going into a university classroom every day. So that's what I did.
Now, this cabaret, how would you say did cabaret, and in particular Jewish cabaret, lead us through these very dark times?
I think it can help lead us through today's times, because the situation of the people in the cabaret, of the characters, is similar to that of a lot of people today. They are standing, they kind of know that they're on the edge of something terrible, but they have no idea, nobody had any idea, of just how bad it was going to be. So they're looking into the edge of the abyss, and they're whistling or laughing, but it's a kind of gallows humor, I guess, a sort of bitter, ironic, we're all going to end up dead at the end of this
We
might as well laugh while we can and try to figure out a way out of this apparently insoluble situation.
You've written some wonderful books, among them Born to Kvetch. And Kvetch, it's like don't complain, right?
Yeah.
And you've also translated, to me that was interesting, the Three Penny Opera into Yiddish. Anything else in the works?
In the works, I'm actually working on an opera with Joshua Horowitz, who wrote the music for the restored Bathsheba. I worked on the libretto for that. And Josh and I have done we'd done another opera together earlier, and we're working on one now in Yiddish about the only Yiddish concert musician of the 19th century who was a big hit in Paris and places like that. He became involved with people like Fanny Mendelssohn, Felix Mendelssohn's sister, and stuff. So he was like, his name was Guzikov, and he was a minor sensation for a while.
But you will make him into a major sensation for sure, right?
From your mouth to God's ear.
Well, sadly, we've run out of time. Personally, I'm really looking forward to Saturday's show, Die Letzte Nacht beim Jiddisch, 6 p.m. at the Harbourfront Center Theater. I'm sure it's going to be a sold-out show. Do you have any parting words how we can prepare for this cabaret on Saturday?
I think the easiest thing to do, or the best thing to do, is probably just take all your resentments and bring them with you.
That is a great invitation, and I think we should really heed to that one. Michael Wex, it's been an absolute delight speaking with you, and we are thrilled that you were indeed our first live guest in 3 years. So for more information on the aforementioned Die Letzte Nacht beim Jiddisch, please go to www.ashkenaz.ca.